she wanted to ask, and she squeezed her eyes shut, trying to clear the fog. But her eyelids felt glued together, and she drifted, falling softly into the blackness. When she woke the next time, her head was clearer. The nurse poured some water and offered her a plastic cup, a yellow straw bobbing. She lifted her chin to drink, wincing at the pain in her neck. Her mum was still there by the bed, holding her hand as if she'd never let it go.
"Mum, please tell me. What happened? Why am I here?"
Her mum glanced up at the nurse, who gave a small nod. A black curl escaping the cap pinned into her hair. "You were attacked, both of you, at the flat."
"Attacked? Who by?"
A flush of panic ran through her.
"What happened? Where's Ellie?"
"I'm so sorry, darling, but..." Her mum's voice shook, and she squeezed Lisa's hand tightly, her face close, tears in her eyes.
"Mum, what is it?"
"It's Ellie, darling. She's dead. She fell from the window onto the steps outside. She hit her head." Her mum's voice faltered as the tears came down. She wiped at them ineffectually with a crumpled tissue as Lisa struggled to absorb what she'd heard.
"Dead."
It came out as a whisper.
"Ellie."
Lisa tried to sit up. The nurse came close and leaned across the bed, adjusting the line into her arm. "Don't sit up. You're still very drowsy. You need to rest."
"Mum."
But the nurse must have increased the sedation, and she was drifting back into darkness, resisting, wanting to return to what she'd just heard.
"Ellie?"
It wasn't until later that her mother filled in what details she knew, and she understood, with horror, what had happened to her best friend. She never went back to the flat. Her previous life was reduced to a small bag of belongings. Lisa shoved it, unopened, under the bed. She slept in the spare room, which had been cleared of the boxes, waiting to go into the loft. She became used to the faded pattern on the thin curtains, always drawn, hiding the world outside. The pale blue of the walls and the single bed with its linen from her childhood. She stayed in her room during phone calls, blocking out the sound of her mum's voice with a pillow. A police officer called in a few times, hoping that Lisa had remembered something from that night. He drank tea from their delicate bone china cups, his sausage fingers fumbling on the tiny handles, and probed for news. Lisa was glad she had no recollection of the event. Then it started. One morning, as she lay in bed staring at the ceiling, there was a crash from the kitchen. She sat up with a start, heart racing, a memory striking her with blinding clarity. She saw Ellie's face as she stood by the window in the flat, her eyes wide with horror. The curtains were open, the streetlight shining yellow in the darkness behind her. The smell of whiskey was overpowering. She sat on the edge of the bed, trembling, until the image faded. It was a long time before she felt steady enough to go downstairs. She walked around the town as fast as she could to tire her body and occupy her mind, but there were too many reminders of Ellie. The bus stop where they used to wait every day, the shop where they'd bought sweets on the way home. In the park was the bench where they could sit for hours, wasting homework time, gossiping. Back at the house, she felt exhausted, but she couldn't sleep. She needed distraction, but couldn't find any. She would have stayed longer, but the silent pressure from her mother, the unformed questions like an ever-present weight on her shoulders. She was jumpy and bad-tempered. She couldn't confide in anyone for fear of making those around her even more worried. At times, her mum would ask how she felt. But without a word, tears welling, Lisa would shake her head, retreat to her room and lie on the bed, staring at the wall.